It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Hot flashes, mood swings, vaginal dryness, and other life-impacting symptoms occur when a woman's hormones are out of balance. Men also experience symptoms such as erectile dysfunction, low libido, and lack of energy in their later years. Now, while hormone imbalance can happen at any time in our lives, it certainly worsens as we age, and in particularly during our perimenopausal and menopausal stage. Now, as women ages, we start to have hormonal shifts, and the ovaries, you just have less power to produce and pump out the sex hormones, such as estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So then what kicks in are the adrenal glands, our wonderful glands that sit above the kidneys to reset your hormonal shifts. Now, the health of your adrenal glands will be the limiting factor that will tell you if you will transition well through menopause. You know, again, I can't emphasizes enough. So let me repeat this. The health of your adrenals will be the limiting factor that will tell you if you will transition well through menopause. You know, outside of the gonads, the adrenal glands produce a great deal of the sex hormones, cortisol, which is the stress hormone, DHEA, and pregnenolone, and there are other hormones as well. But these imbalances in cortisol levels, you know, whether it's high and low, and together with hormones, other sex hormones result in these symptoms and feelings of poor health. Cortisol imbalance is not only seen in aging people, but I see it commonly in children as well. In my practice, I often look at what adrenal stressors may be impacting a patient when discussing with them if there's natural therapies that can be used to help alleviate their hormone imbalance symptoms. In particular, I evaluate a patient for their stress level, poor diet, if they're eating too much inflammatory foods or food, you might even have food allergies, have gut issues, your level of activity or lack of activity, I should say, and poor sleep. You know, exposure to estrogen mimickers, which are found in everyday chemicals and plastics and personal products. Now, these are all adrenal stressors that can be addressed by healthy lifestyle changes, as well as using natural therapies and remedies. So let's maintain a healthy diet with strong digestive support and enzymes and probiotic. Let's maintain good sleeping hygiene and reduce all of the stresses so that it can help improve your body's inflammation and adrenal health. I also believe that, you know what, nurturing a positive attitude, developing an appreciation for your life, and focusing energy on one's connections, both with your nature outside and the people around you, are instrumental in maintaining balance throughout your body and mind. Now let's start talking about the natural alternatives. You know, I'm going to tell you that there's so much you can do early on during your perimenopausal state, so that you can use, instead of going to the bioidentical hormones right away, because some people can't use them because sometimes they've got genetic issues, they've had their mother who've had breast cancer. There are certain key factors, people who cannot use bioidenticals, hormone replacement therapy, because also they might be super sensitive and they just have terrible symptoms from it. So I want to tell you that there are natural remedies. Number one formulas I love to use to balance out hormones for my patients are gemotherapies. Gemotherapies are originated from France, and it's basically harvesting of plant stem cells, plant bud extracts, these young shoots of trees and plants and shrubs, to create a natural remedy consistent of embryonic tissue of the plant. Embryonic tissue, another name again, is plant stem cells, right? So these are very powerful remedies, and you only need a small dose for it to work. And it works on an amazingly energetic and a very high potency level. So studies show that these plant stem cells contain the properties of the whole plant, but it can really benefit the entire plant, including the stems, flower, bark, leaves. And the concentrated extracts really also include a great deal of nutrients like vitamins and minerals, and they're rich in nucleic acids. So my favorite that I use is a triple formula that I have together called cowberry, raspberry, and oak. And they're all available individually in concentrations, and I find that they're really excellent to reduce, minimize hot flashing and other menopausal symptoms, and it really makes you feel like your energy goes up, a sense of well-being. That's what I like about these formulas. Cowberry particularly is really great, has a lot of quercetin, strong anti-inflammatory, excellent, excellent for mimicking progesterone. Raspberry, it helps ease the estrogenic symptoms, and it's also really great to help you with any forms of like breast tenderness or moodiness. Oak is excellent overall tonic for the adrenal glands. Remember, the adrenal glands need to kick in when you start to have waxing and waning of your natural hormones in your body. But what I do is I recommend people to take them together in a very small cup of water, purified water, of course, starting at 3 drops, 3 times a day. And you can go up to about 6 drops, three times a day. Don't go much more than that. These are very powerful medicines, and you want to adjust properly. Have your doctor do it appropriately so that, you know, your natural practitioner should know how to also help you. I also use 7-Keto DHEA cream. You can find it in pill form, but I like to use it in cream because I can adjust it much easier of how much you're getting. I use these precursors to sex hormones so that the body has the opportunity to naturally make those end hormones. The end hormones are estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, which are the biologically active hormones that make change in your receptor sites. Now, DHEA is one of those precursors to the body's sex hormone. Low levels have been associated with aging and chronic inflammation. So taking DHEA orally has been shown to lower cortisol levels, ease perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms, as well as andropause. Now, andropause, the men's equivalence to menopause for women, where there's a drop in testosterone level. So DHEA orally, but also when it comes to oral DHEA, sometimes that oral intake needs to be monitored properly because it will change your effects on estrogen levels. Men and women should monitor their levels regularly when you're taking DH supplement. I did talk about the oral. There's another solution that I like is the cream. And this product, what's great about 7-Keto DHEA is that it's part of the DHA metabolism, but it also helps reduce the cortisol level in your body. So it has a positive effect, and also it doesn't convert the DHEA into estrogen as much. So I use this formula for my male patients especially, so that it prevents estrogen dominance. Now, if patients have estrogen dominance, then I use this formula as well, 7-Keto DHEA cream. And, you know, remember that that irregularity or in the balance is what you're looking for between the estrogen and progesterone. So make sure that you apply or take the oral vitamins, oral DHEA, you do it in the morning so it can closely mimic your natural biorhythms. I want to talk about sea buckthorn. You know, as women age and hormones changes, so do the vagina. And this lower levels of mucus can cause inflammation and pain during intercourse. And also the dry and irritated mucous membranes can affect your bladder and trigger bladder and vaginal infections. So what do I use for my patients is sea buckthorn oil, because it can improve the moisture and elasticity in the vagina that can occur during the perimenopausal state. It also helps a great deal with other mucus lining tissues, such as your eyes, your nose, your mouth. So if you have dry eyes, dry nose, and dry mouth, well, then sea buckthorn oil would be perfect for you. Also, after a month or two taking it, check out your skin. It will be more moist and plump, and you may even find that your mild wrinkles are starting to disappear. I recommend 2 soft gels twice a day with meals. Alrighty, so you know what? There's a lot more when it comes to natural phytoestrogen than phytoprogesterones. I highly recommend you talk to your doctors before using those. And you know, there's so much availability nowadays with the integrative doctors. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time. Bye, stay well.